Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Okay, that's close to patriotic music. That's one of those vicinity songs. That's the American band. Rich Gannon is our guest, folks. I'm Jeb Blasingame. It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating. Rich, you know what a vicinity play is, don't you?
A what play?
A vicinity play. You know, in the old days, when the runner would try to take out the second baseman or the shortstop, and they would just kick dirt up on the bag and not touch it, and they'd give them the out because they called it a vicinity play.
Joe Graziola called it a neighborhood play.
Yeah, that song is called a vicinity song, the American band. It's the 4th of July, folks. I'm glad you're here. Hey, Rich, I was talking to the audience earlier before you got here about taking some time today, and could we just look at each other and think about all the things that we've got in common, the ideals? What would it take for us to get together with friends maybe we disagreed with? I mean, I have people on the show here all the time who don't agree with me in a lot of areas. You and I don't agree on everything, but can we just take some time and focus on ideals and a little bit less on the partisanship? What would that take? How would that work? Would that be good?
Amongst other things, I think it would take a reinvigoration of the teaching of history in junior high school, high school. I'm not sure about it. By the time you get to college, you're pretty well formed up. But when I was getting ready to be on this today, I read again the opening to the Declaration of Independence, and that line about they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and what?
The pursuit of happiness.
You don't have a right to happiness.
Not the guarantee.
You have a right to pursue happiness.
Yes. Go ahead.
And, you know, the other thing is I'm not a good enough historian to know. They say among these. I wonder what the framers thought some of the other unalienable rights might be that they just decided the list was getting too long. But that's the kind of thing we have to do. But, you know, now you read about colleges as being safe spaces, and no matter what somebody writes, it didn't make me feel safe.
Trigger words, and go in the corner and come back out
when you feel safe. Yeah, I mean, you know, it used to be that we were exposed to so many different attitudes, religions, lifestyles. I mean, all those things that by the time you got to be, you know, in your 20s, you'd already heard a lot of the differences.
Right.
And you could decide whether they made any sense, whether you wanted to learn more or not. But now everybody's so protected against anything that might upset them in the littlest way that it's like participation trophies for life.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get a participation trophy.
When I went to college, my professors shocked me out of my upbringing. You know what I mean? I had these paradigms that I'd grown up with my parents, and they shocked me and caused me to not denounce my parents, but to realize, well, okay, it's not that my mom and dad aren't right, but there is another way to think about this.
Right.
And I wasn't traumatized by that. It did shake me up a little bit sometimes. But it caused me to study and to learn and to debate.
Yeah, and I mean, clearly we have advanced as a society since you and I were kids. I mean, there are parts of society that neither one of us would want to ever revisit.
That's right.
But on the other hand, it was, and some of those were hard. Some of those changes were hard fought and hard won. So, you know, it wasn't just Ozzie and Harriet leading us into the promised land. But the difference is that we had those discussions, we had those arguments, in some cases we had those fights, and came out stronger and more united for the price of it. Now you're not allowed to have that discussion. Now, I mean, the whole idea of tenure for professors is so that they can't be fired for you know, for talking about what might be in this decade unpopular ideas. And now they have to you know, they got to write letters of apology if somebody in the class they weren't supported 100%.
I had a professor on the show earlier this week who's a conservative, and he got he got kicked out of Yale, and he left Georgetown, both for the same reasons, because he was a conservative.
Yeah.
They wouldn't allow him at Yale. He couldn't exist at Yale. And in Georgetown, he just got tired of the whole Washington scene. And he wound up, and he has tenure now at Notre Dame. But he literally had to, you know, he had to make other stops. And he had to move on because his kind of thinking wasn't acceptable in that entire institution.
And Notre Dame isn't exactly Liberty University.
No, it isn't either. You're right. You're exactly right. So I'm really in a number of ways, you know, America still has so much beautiful capital ideals. Our ideals are still our capital that sustains us. But we do seem to be eroding it a little bit and with the politics. If we can just find a way to realize that politics is not what caused us, what created us. Politics came later. And it sort of reminds me of the difference between religion and faith, right? You know, first there was faith, and then humans created religion. Hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Rich again at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. Go there and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. Rich and I will be right back. Happy 4th of July.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.